One heavenly spring morning, God got into a conversation with Saint Francis about lawns. The conversation went something like this.
Francis, you know all about gardens and nature. What in the world is going on down there in the United States? What happened to all the dandelions, violets, and other things that I started years ago? I had a perfect, no-maintenance garden plan. I created plants that grow in any type of soil, withstand drought, and multiply like crazy. The nectar from the long-lasting blossoms attracts butterflies, honeybees, and flocks of songbirds. Oh, I expected to see a vast garden of colors by now, but all I see are these green rectangles. What do you make of this, Francis?
It's the tribes that settled here, Lord. The suburbanites. They started calling your flowers weeds, and went to great lengths to kill them and replace them with grass.
Grass? It's so boring. It's not colorful. It doesn't attract butterflies, or birds, or bees. Only grubs and sodworms. It's temperamental with temperatures. Do these suburbanites really want all this grass growing there?
Apparently so, Lord. They go to great pains to grow it and keep it green. They begin each spring by fertilizing the grass and poisoning any other plant that crops up in the lawn.
The spring rains and warm weather probably make grass grow really fast. That must make the suburbanites happy.
Lord, I'm afraid not. As soon as the grass grows a little, they cut it, sometimes twice a week.
They cut it? Do they then bale it like hay?
Well, not exactly, Lord. Most suburbanites rake it up and put it in bags.
They bag it? Why? Is it a cash crop? Do they sell it?
No, sir. Just the opposite. They pay to throw it away.
Now let me see if I understand you. They fertilize the grass so it will grow, and then when it does grow, they cut it off and pay to throw it away.
Yes, sir, that's it.
These suburbanites must be relieved in the summer when we cut back on the rain and turn up the heat. That surely slows the growth and saves them a lot of work.
Lord, you're not going to believe this. When the grass stops growing so fast, they drag out hoses and pay more money to water it so they can continue to mow it and pay to get rid of it.
What nonsense!
At least they kept some of the trees.
That was a sheer stroke of genius, if I do say so myself. The trees grow their leaves in the spring to provide beauty and shade in the summer. In the autumn, they fall on the ground and form a natural blanket to keep the moisture in the soil and protect the trees and the bushes. And when they rot, the leaves form compost to enhance the soil. It's a natural circle of life, you see.
You better sit down, Lord. The suburbanites have drawn a new circle. As soon as the leaves fall, they rake them into huge piles and pay to have them hauled away, too.
No way! What do they protect the shrub and tree roots with in the winter to keep the soil moist and loose?
Well, after throwing away the leaves, they go out and buy something which they call mulch. They haul it home and spread it around in place of the leaves.
Where do they get this mulch?
They cut down trees and grind them up to make the mulch.
Enough! I don't want to think about this anymore. St. Catherine, you're in charge of the arts. What movie have you selected for us tonight?
Dumb and Dumber, Lord. It's a real stupid movie about...
Never mind. I think I've just heard the whole story from St. Francis.
Thank you. Yeah.